and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day
444.
Oh, I see. Normalcy has been restored.
Can I be heard?
Try again.
Can I be heard?
Oh, indeed. Stop shouting. You're going into the red.
That's a pity.
Really? I was just going to say, congratulations to Jonathan in first.
Yes, but if you read further down the chat...
Oh, dear. Does it not count?
I've said that Johnny lost on a typo.
That's not kind, Mike. That's not kind.
Kim liked it.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Kim thought my joke was funny.
Have I had a bad 24 hours with tech, Mike?
You have.
Oh, guess what's happened now? The calendar's gone mental again.
Oh.
The server responded with an error. That's nothing to what I said.
Oh, I get that. I get that all the time.
I don't even use Apple's calendar, so if you could just go and do one, that would be rather good. Right, force quit. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Where you go. Right, error message gone. Fabulous. Congratulations, Jonathan. I don't think we can disqualify him on a one-letter typo, do you? I think that would be a tinge on the mean side to do that. Anyway, hello, Deb. Hello, Simon. Hello, Kim. We've got a CQ from Deb there too. Excellent. Right. What have we got?
There's a guy. Works down the chip shop, swears he's Elvis. No. There's a guy who has written 20-odd books about United.
Oh, one of those.
Mainly, it's not TC. Mainly the Babes era.
Yeah.
And he started sending me years ago some stuff, wondering if I wanted to put it on Munich, which I don't think I did.
Mm.
And then he started sending it to Triple MF.
Yep.
So Pat decided it would be an idea to have a by the fans section.
Mm.
So he sent me this thing, and I copied and pasted. I didn't actually... I didn't proofread it. So Pat mails me and says, can you fix this error and CC's the guy in? So I said, yeah, no problem. And the error is he's got one of the eight wrong.
I mean, there one, are no words.
One of the eight that died in the air crash.
He's put eight players.
He's put Pearson. Right? So I corrected
it. What,
Stuart? No, Stan.
Right.
So I corrected it. So I wrote to Pat and said, that's not the first time he's done an inaccuracy.
Mm.
And he's supposed to be, you know...
The guru. Yeah.
Anyway...
Self-appointed.
He's written back and says, hi, Pat, what's the error, please? That's like a little bit crucial, isn't it?
Yeah. If you don't know the eight players who died at Munich, you can hardly say you're a United fan.
That would be like me writing an article about Mac operating systems and just slipping the word Vista in there.
Ah, now, I'm glad you mentioned that. Who's seen the mail?
See what I did there?
Oh, excellent, Mike. I'm impressed. Never so smooth. Who's seen the email, the reminder today about Marooned?
I have.
Yes. Is it? So we're talking Tabby Cat here. Tabby Cat being the MacBytes name for the next Mac OS. Apple.
So Kim's seen it because she's voting for Mammoth.
I quite fancied Monterey because Mammoth just reminds me of a woolly mammoth. But knowing Apple, they'll
go
for Mammoth.
Reminds me of your father.
If it's the worst, most hideous thing, that's what it'll be. So we need our code name like Biggles for Big Sir. What would we go for if it was macOS Mammoth? And what would we go for if it was macOS Monterey? Now, Monterey, simple. Monty. The first dog I ever got a chance to play with was Monty. Little Lancashire heeler. I think he was crossed with a sausage dog. Ever so dinky. Oh, loved him. So, yes, Monty. Monty Monterey. But Mammoth, well... No, please, no. Moth! Mothman! macOS Mothman. Where do they come up with these? And in the patent or trademark application, there was a whole range of others. Now, I'm thinking, Kim, I keep forgetting. Stinky Pool. Stinky pool. Something bits. See, to me, it's stinky pool. I had such high hopes. But apparently, that wasn't even on the list. But in my mind, it could be. Oh, so what else is going on here? So let us know, which do you fancy? macOS Mammoth or macOS Monterey? With the pictures, I think Mammoth is nice. They've got a lovely blue sky. The other one looks a bit misty. It looks a bit like a poster for a Lost at Sea thing. You know, one of these dramas. Sam Neill was in one where they were basically on a boat. I wish I could remember what it was. A very short title, and I think I might have seen like 10 minutes of it, but you know me with films, so I have no idea what it was called. But it looks like that. It looks like a horror film. Jaws would work with that photo. Anyway, let me know. Johnny lost on a typo. Johnny did not lose on a typo. We can't do that, no. Right. Oh, Deb was watching The Good Life. I don't think I saw that when it was first on. I think I've seen a couple of episodes since. Oh, Kim's voting for Mammoth. Hello, Tony. We missed you. There we go. Tar Pits. That's the one. macOS Tar Pits. Mammoth has died in the tar pits. You're calling it tar pits. Well, there you go. If it's Mammoth, we'll call it tar pits. There you go. Stinky pool. I must remember it. How am I going to remember tar pits? Oh, I know. Brad's elder brother. Tar. That'll work. I should go with a bear.
Did you see that thing about a bear?
Oh, yeah, this woman, because yeah. It was attacking her dogs.
Yeah.
Brave lady. But then if something was attacking Lola, I'd be there. Because that happened with Maya, didn't it?
I was with Maya.
Yeah, all of us. So, Mum didn't walk Maya. Imagine she was so tiny, he'd have had her into the next county, trust me. But Dad and Mike and I, every time we'd been out, you know, if there was a dog running towards him and attacking him or stuff like that, we would stand in front. like two idiots. Three idiots, rather. So, yeah, if there was a bear, yeah, probably do the same. Because you don't think. It's like that thing that people constantly say to you. What would you grab if your house was on fire? You know, and I'm sure we've all thought, like, oh, well, obviously, you know, I need my passport, my credit cards, and the dog. Although this happened to us before the dog. And the house was on fire, and literally we grabbed nothing. Absolutely, not even the house key. Nothing. You just get out. So when something's running towards your beloved dog, you don't think twice. You don't think about things like, yeah, it could kill me. You just do it. So it was lovely to see that. I'm presuming she's okay. McWoolly. Oh, Simon, I'm liking that. McWoolly Mammoth. Oh, yeah, we'll have to keep hold of these. Make sure we save the chat, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, but a bear would be cool. Maybe it's time to change it from places. I mean, we had cats, didn't we? Maybe we need dogs. Dog breeds. Oh, macOS Samoyed. Now, there you go. I mean, you couldn't possibly get better than that, could you? Unless they wanted to call it macOS Maya. Oh, actually, in relation to Maya and where Maya's name came from. Maya's name came from a character in Holby City, which started in 1999. So I was when Maya arrived, which was May 2001, I was deep watching this series and the character was still in it. And he was in it for another 2 years. Mr. Maya, Anton Maya. And he left after 4 years. So four series, the actor left. And the character's not been seen since. He's not ever going to be tempted back. He has an aversion to it now, I think. Anyway, 22 years later, Holby City is going to be no more. It's finishing next March. No more Holby City. So That would be a moment with that, because that's where Maya's name came from. Of course, we didn't choose Lola's name, did we?
Right, I'll take her out.
Is she chomping at the bit?
Because if I'm not back by 8 o'clock, questions will be asked.
Oh, right. Will I?
Yes.
Right.
What day is it?
You're lucky if I... Wednesday.
Wednesday. What do we do at 8 o'clock?
On a Wednesday. Oh, you've got to be back for 8 o'clock on Wednesday, yes, because it's theme day.
It's theme day.
People
won't be happy.
and then they'd have to wait, and that wouldn't go down well at all. No. Oh, no, see, Jonathan fancies Mammoth as well. The macOS is going to become extinct as well. You're quite right there, Jonathan. I have had a living nightmare with this computer over the last 18 hours. Not kidding. Overnight, I had one... I think I had an hour and 10 between sessions, and I thought, it'll be fine, I'll just reboot. Don't ask. Don't mention it. Like, don't mention the war. Don't mention the reboot. I was still rebooting at about 5:15 today. How many times? Well, I've got like a prisoner in a cell where they're trying to track the days. Yeah, I've got chalk on the wall of how many reboots it took. Anyway, as you can tell, Mike was here again. So what happened with that? That was another troubleshooting nightmare. I narrowed it down to a cable because the equipment was working. I recharged it, put batteries in it, tested it off the computer. Nothing wrong with the device, which was good news because they're like £400. So that was excellent news. Then I got it up on the computer again. No joy. So I thought, ruled out the fact it was the yellow cable. This was significant. The yellow cable is the 20-metre one that runs all the way around the office, around the door frames, behind the cupboards. No. If it was the yellow one, what you do is you just cut the ends off and leave it. You don't bother taking it out. You just put another one in. I know it's how madness lies, but if we had to take it out, we would all lose the will to live. So it wasn't the yellow cable. It wasn't the black cable. So I thought, right, there's only one other commonality here. There's only one other thing that it could be, and that was the cable going between the device and the computer. So I thought, right, I can't change that on this computer. So I'll get a new cable and I'll put it on the laptop. And everything was fine. So I thought, right, we'll take it back and we'll put it on the other cable. You know, I'll use this cable, I'll swap the cable. It wasn't the cable. So I'm like, at that point, but I've checked everything and it's none of the above. At which point, by that stage, it was like bad words were said. And then I noticed that I'd set the ITV to record something and it hadn't. And I thought, aha, it's a USB bus problem. Yes, again. So then I had to troubleshoot off down there, which was where the rest of the night went. So that was that. More on that on Friday, when I finally managed to fix it. There are no words. I just think with Apple, you know, just make it work. You've got one job, make it work. So there's only me that fancies Monterey. It'll probably be Mammoth. Knowing my luck, it'll be Mammoth. Right. They can't change it from places until they've done macOS Trafford. I don't see that happening, do you, Jonathan? macOS Manchester. No, it's not going to happen, let's be honest. But we can call it whatever we like. I mean, whenever Mike's in a session and I hear him say Big Sur, I think, what? And then I think, Biggles. So we'll work out what we're going to call this. But I'm with Kim so far. Whatever it is, tarpits. Tarpits. Or stinky pool, depending on what you fancy. Oh, marine animals would be a good one. Sea lions. That would be nice. Snowed under at work, Tony. That's not good. Neither's a rubbish internet connection. See, my internet connection is absolutely fabulous. Touch wood. Computer hardware? Less so. Oh, and don't talk to me about checking the app, the Apple Store app, for news of my iPad. Because, you know, I'm seriously thinking, might as well wait for the next one at this rate. No joy. Still not moved. Oh, macOS West Highland Terrier. Now, there you go. Anthony, that's got to be the winner. I'm loving that. Night, Jonathan. What's a USB bus? A USB bus is how you attach your USB devices to your computer. So if you go to the Apple in the top left-hand corner of your screen and you go to About This Mac, it will open up a little window and it tells you all about this computer. So it's got the displays in there, it's got the storage in there, but the interesting one is where you are on the overview page and you have a system report. So if you click system report, it opens up a little window and it says iMac at the top of it. And in there, you've got sections. You've got hardware, network, software, stuff like that. When you click on USB, which should be down the bottom, you will see that you have a USB 3.1 bus. And it tells you all the information about the devices that are hanging off the USB bus. So the USB bus, I mean, mine is just horrific. I think there's the three or four ports on the back. So I've got three entries and it's in like a tree. It opens up and you can see all of the stuff that's hanging off it. So mine's got like desktop drive. What else have I got hanging off here? The ITV, the Stream Deck, microphones, the mixer, you name it, all hanging off the USB bus. Also in there, while you're in there, if you're interested, because this used to be great, we used to have competitions with each other. But if you click on the software one, where the actual disclosure triangle is, it says system version, kernel version, and at the bottom it says time since boot. And mine is 1 hour 56, which was the last time I rebooted for the 90th time. But in days gone by, 2007, 2008, 2009, that could seriously be like 212 days and you hadn't needed to reboot. And we always used to have competitions with each other as to, you know, how long since your system's been rebooted. So you will find your USB bus details in that panel, the system information. If you are having problems where something isn't working properly, then if you open that up, you can see whether the device, whether the system can actually see the devices, which was my problem. So although it said it could, that didn't mean it could. That's where I'm at with it. Right, where are we? Oh, yes. Good morning, Paul. How is the weather? It's hideous here. Overnight it was lovely, there was a breeze and it was nice, and now no, we're back to, well, we can only just let Lola out because the pavements are so hot she'd probably burn her feet. Yesterday was that hot she had to be taken for a walk in the car. like the queen dog that she is, she was taken in her chauffeur driven car to the park and then got out straight onto the grass lest it hurt her little feet. Talk about pampered. But I do know idiots that have taken dogs out for a walk on concrete in this weather and the dogs ended up at the vet and they've got like blisters on their pads. So no, don't do that. Just take her out in the car and lift her gently out of the car onto the grass. But at least she's okay. I don't fancy a vet visit, put it like that. Is the bus just the port? As far as we're concerned, yes, you plug it into that. But a bus has like a technical term in terms of how it works. Technically, you are supposed to be able to chain, I think it's 128 USB devices. Oh, just forgive me while I laugh my little socks off at that concept. Mine starts struggling after one. It's like, oh, you want to plug another one in? Really? But that's where it becomes a bus, where it's like a chain. But it's a technical term. Think of it as the port. Simon thinks they might go for something like Blue Ridge. As in Mountains of Virginia. Now I'm thinking of songs. I still think Kate Kim should have this nailed. If they do not announce macOS Tar Pits, I'm going to be really offended. Because that is the best name ever. There is one other, you know, but I don't think we'll get that. Back to the animal theme. If you're a Line of Duty fan, come on, it's got to be Wee Donkey. macOS Wee Donkey. It might be Wee Donkey to me. We will need a code name for this. Oh my. Where are we now? Right, what's going on here? Did I miss something about cancelled? What's this about cancelled? How far back up am I going? Where is it? Oh, decancel the MacBook order. I'm not sick of waiting for a delivery estimate. I'm wondering, I've never known Apple be quite so dilatory with updating you or actually shipping the thing, to be honest. I've never, ever had to wait this long for a shipment, ever. So maybe it is to do with that. Technically speaking, I could go to the Apple store and pick one up. But obviously, I'm not prepared to go out. It's full of idiots out there who don't want to wear masks. To the point the other day, because, you know, you would imagine this would only happen in America, because we have very, very, very tight gun laws here. But I did see one the other day, story the other day. Now, was it on Sky? I'll tell you what, I'll do the Googles for it. Right, I'll just put in the keywords and see if it can come up with it. There we go. Oh, that's from Bing. Never mind where it's from. Right, you'll get the idea of this. This is a guy who went into a kebab shop. And when asked to wear a mask, whipped a gun out. Now, obviously, this is the UK. You haven't got access to guns unless you're a hardened criminal. It turned out to be a fake gun. But when you look at the photos on that picture, that looks pretty real to me. That looks pretty real to me. What kind of Muppet? So if you're wondering why I'm still not leaving the house, that would be why. People are idiots out there. And they're idiots on a daily basis. But... worse than that, when there's a heat wave and a global pandemic, it just exacerbates it. So forget it. There are no words. There are no words for it. Sorry about that, Dee. Amazon are normally very good, particularly telling you, if it's there, giving you an estimate as soon as you order. But I know you've been waiting weeks, haven't you? Thing with cancelling an order is, and then like going to the store, apart from the fact that you've got to do all kinds of tests to get in the Apple store. It's like an IQ test, isn't it? But the best IQ test is, do you want to go out? No. Ah, you've passed. So I'll just have to sit and wait. But, it's frustrating. But I actually said to Mike, I've a good mind to cancel it. But one of the issues that I had with the computer, nothing would play on it. So I transferred this file to Dropbox and played it from there on the iPad, and it was fine. And Mike said, you best not cancel that order, because an iPad's going to be the only piece of kit you've got working at this rate. And I thought, he's got a point. So I left it be. Oh, they won't call it Mammoth. Too many easy jokes. Well, there is that as well, Simon. Right, where are we up to now? Oh, Renee saw a series lately with Penelope Keith, new series full of Botox. Not seen Penelope Keith lately, so no idea. I wonder how old she is now. She's a lovely, lovely lady. Right, where are we going with this? We're not going there. That's not where we're going. Hang on. Let me get rid of that. Right, keep pressing the button. Right, let's have a look. Movie database. There we go. Good grief, The Good Life was 1975. That was 10 years before now, wasn't it, Dee? 1940. So she's 81. Is she 81? Surely not. Oh, Death Comes to Pemberley. I remember that. Remember the title. Don't think I've seen it. According to this, she's not done anything since 2013. But then if she's 81, you could understand that, couldn't you? Oh, Kim's neighbours who refused to get the vaccine were meeting with other people. Both husband and wife got COVID. They were sick for 3 weeks. Husband still doesn't look too well. You saw them when walking Kiva and counted your blessings. I've not met with people. Exactly. There's no words. There really isn't. 80. Well, I didn't realise the last thing that... If it was... And that's a long while ago. It's 8 years. I'm sure I've seen her since then in stuff, but not according to Internet Movie Database. Kim watched Vicar of Dibley in lockdown. I must admit, what did I watch? I watched the whole of Line of Duty. And it was interesting watching, I watched it just before the final episode. So I'd gone through everything from 2012 in a week. And I was glad that I did. You picked up on so much. It was unbelievable. And very enjoyable. Right, what else is going on in here? I did see The Vicar of Dibley. The last time I saw The Vicar of Dibley was the Christmas lunch episode. And I watched it. It was coming up to Christmas last year. And I'm like working overnight, as ever, because it's nice and cool and quiet. And I put it on. I couldn't work for laughing. It's just too good. Too good. Oh, so what else have I been up to today? Today is the slackest day on the course. But the Grand Poobah is giving a session, and it was supposed to be 90 minutes at 5 o'clock. It's actually still going on. So I'm going to have to time shift the second half of that. I saw the first half, but obviously I can't do the second half if I'm with you, and I would much rather be with you. So I've got that to sort out. Ooh, Kim's finished season 5. We'll have to make sure season 6 is available, Kim. So Anthony says the best thing is if he hadn't decided to get his gun out, then the police wouldn't have searched his home and discovered his cannabis factory. Why do you need a fake gun? I mean, I don't know why you need a real one, but a fake one? What for? Doesn't make any sense to me. But it does show you what idiots are out there. I mean, there's things that that we've been embroiled in. It's like, oh, I remember once we left this Chinese restaurant and Mike just looked at me and I just looked at him. And it was one of those situations where if it had been like that guy, you could have had an opinion on it. But what actually happened, we just looked at each other and like, yeah, no, it's not politically correct, is it? He went, no. But we went to this Chinese restaurant and it's one of these all-you-could-eat buffet type things. It was absolutely our favourite. It was called Manchester Number One. And there were two areas to it, but because it was really, really popular, I mean, it was something silly like £7 a head at lunch, and you could have whatever you wanted. So we'd been there many, many times. And we went in this lunchtime and we were sat in like the bit further away from the food when a family came in, and they had, there was mum and dad, and I think there must have been easy, like, two children, maybe three, let's say two. One of them was maybe about 10, 11, something like that. And I assume he was autistic. And they were having to like talk to him, like explain things multiple times with him. But, you know, and, you know, he was like flailing his arms about a bit and shouting. But, you know, that was no problem. And they were sat at the table next to us. And if it was a child that was like creating, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to move. But you can't really do that when you can tell that the child's autistic. So I'm like, it's all right, we can put up with it. We couldn't talk because this kid was screaming. It does, you know, I did actually think if that was a child of mine, would I go to a restaurant? I thought, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't put the people through it. But people aren't like me. The other thing I thought was, you know, well, maybe you could have gone like to a quiet area of the restaurant. Maybe he wouldn't have been as freaked out. So that was what was happening. And then he went and got the food. We went and got our food. We sat down. We're trying to eat it. But we can't hold a conversation. Seriously, we can't hold a conversation. When this kid starts throwing the food, I just looked at Mike like, yeah, we kind of need to move here, don't we? But we can't. The next thing he did was throw a plate our way. So, yeah, we once we got outside, it was like, yeah, let's not do that again, hey. But what can you say? But it's not politically correct to say anything, is it? But seriously, I mean, if Lola was doing that, you wouldn't take her in anywhere, would you? There you go. So well, luckily we got out unscathed, but only just. The plate just missed my head. We got back home and Mum said, why have you got sauce on your shoulder, you know, on your blouse? And I went, don't ask, Mum. Just don't ask. You wouldn't believe me if I told you. That was a classic, that one. So, yeah, I can imagine if I went out to a kebab store for the first time ever in my life, never eaten a kebab, that something like that would happen. Absolutely. Great fun. Do you know, actually, it is a memory. And, I, you know, I did. The family apologised and that, but... You know, if you know that that's possible, I personally wouldn't have taken them out, but there you go. Right, so what else have we got here? So they got his cannabis factory. That's excellent. Oh no, a good friend of Dee's got COVID. Certain mental health problems make it hard for us to put herself first. She tried keeping her sister and mum from the home, and then Dad had COVID. They came over anyway, and she had to let them in. Then she got it and had to manage with the baby all isolated. So horrible. You were terrified for her. That's what I mean. Even though, I mean, we have not been vaccinated yet. It's a long story, but we have not been vaccinated yet. There's no way we can be infected because we've not been anywhere at all. So there's no way. Even when we're out with a dog, you know, if people are within 20 yards, I'm going the other way. Rachel's been vaccinated. She's had both vaccines and she's tested twice a day at work. But I'm still going nowhere near her. Because you can be a carrier even if you've had the vaccine. How do I know that I've not picked it up off a piece of mail? I don't know. So I wouldn't risk it for anybody. And plus the fact, you know, people are at the stage where they're getting nervy around people. And again, you know, I wouldn't make anybody feel awkward or put somebody in an awkward position where it's like, you know, I'm going to come round. Which people have said to us, you know, we'll come round. And we'll meet you at the door. And I'm like, Mike, brick the door up. Because you just don't know. So, people, can't live with them. That's just horrific, though, isn't it? I need to check how you're going with your mushrooms, don't I? Are they coming along like mushrooms? His music was driving you crazy. We were in a session the other day. And this guy is big on what's called flow. Has anybody heard of the book called Flow? It's about getting into a flow state while you're working. It's quite old now, I think, as a concept. And he's got a very difficult name. Millehigh and the second bit. Don't even bother. I think it's pronounced Csikszentmihalyi, but don't quote me on that at all, ever. Let me get the link. Anyway, this guy's talking about how you can get into flow state. And every time he starts his session, he has this music playing. And it's from an app, and I think it's called Endl. Endl.io. Well, he's got this music on, and It was very, very, very loud. I don't think people understand when they've got music on their computer and they're trying to share it on Zoom. You really need to run it through something like Audio Hijack to be able to control the volume. Otherwise, it just takes all your system noises and you can't control the volume. So he's got this music on and it's supposed to be like, you know, transcendental meditation music. And he's got it on and you can't hear him. And he's saying something. And I'm like, I can't hear a word you're saying. Not one word. Anyway, he stopped it after about 10 minutes. Like, thank God that stopped. It was bad. But I didn't say anything, obviously. Anyway, somebody in the chat, he's busy explaining that this music is to get you into a flow state. And people were saying, what was that app called? Oh, I really like that. And then this one guy came in and it was like the Emperor's suit of clothes. This guy said, what was that god-awful noise? It was horrific. Well, the funny thing was, this presenter, this was like the 10 minutes at the beginning or 5 minutes at the beginning. Well, he was reading through the comments and reading them out. And he came to this comment. And as a presenter, I looked at his face and I thought, he's gone. And that can happen to you. So if you can imagine, you're presenting and you're following the chat as best you can. And you're making certain comments about the chat. And then you get this really, really negative comment. And I could see his face. It was like, I was reading these out, but I can't read that one out. It'll draw attention to it. Oh God, what do I do? And I could see it written all over his face. And you know, that session was 90 minutes. And for the first hour, he was off his game. And I thought, he's off his game because of that comment. Now, the music, the guy was quite right. It was appalling. It was like a cacophony of like bin lids. It was awful. But I think it was possibly too loud and you were turning it up even more so you could try and hear him. But it totally threw this presenter. And I thought it was a shame because he's usually very good. And I could just see on his face that he couldn't get past this comment. He could not get past that comment. The only time I've been in a position similar to that was about 9 years ago. And it was this organisation, this guy was in charge of it, self-appointed grandee, never actually did the job himself. So if you can imagine that you've created a group for, you know, fly fishermen, but you don't actually fish. It was like that. But somehow he'd managed to get himself the gig of being like chair of this group of fly fishers. And you're like, how did that happen? He doesn't fly fish. It was, you know, that's the situation. And I was in this session and I was demonstrating this stuff. And it was basically a session where the premise of my thing was, don't make a distinction between face-to-face training and online training. And bear in mind, this was 2012. And this guy started that online training was second best. And he never let up. Throughout the whole session, he never let up. And I just glanced at Mike and he glanced at me. I think Mike was more pissy with him than I was. Because, you know, it's like polluting everybody else. They can't, if they're looking at the chat, they can't not see this guy. And he clearly had his own agenda. Not involving me, the worst one I've seen, was somebody who was giving a demonstration of a piece of software. And there was another person in the chat. And the guy in the chat was taking exception to every single thing this woman did. Well, I wouldn't have done it that way. I would have done it this way. And then put like 4 or 5 paragraphs of how it should have been done. And then the next time she opened her mouth, he started, well, that's not the right way either, because if you do it that way, da-da-da, so I do it this. No one else was in the chat. Although there was something like 50 people in the room, nobody else went near the chat because it was toxic. And I was reading this stuff and I was thinking, do you know what? Just shut up. Let her get on with it. If you want to demonstrate it, put a session of your own on. But don't come in and hijack somebody else's with yak, 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 yak. It was awful. And this poor guy, but it was the music. It was this, I think it's endl.io. Does anybody use it? Endl. Oh, anyway, I thought, I don't think I'll bother looking at that. Right. Paul needs more data on how the virus gets transmitted by vaccinated people before we can feel safe or not. Exactly. I think I mentioned a few days ago that they'd got these people in hospital. So they're bad enough with the Indian variant of COVID to be in hospital, which we're being told, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. And 10% of them were fully vaccinated. And I thought, 10%. 10%. Being ill is bad enough because we're told, aren't we, it's 90% effective, so that figures. But that's not it. It was 10% of people bad enough to be in hospital. So how many have got it and are fully vaccinated but not quite bad enough to be in hospital? No figures, no guidance. And just to give you an idea what it's like in the UK, let me grab this thing. It was that's the one. There's an advert in the middle of it, but if you can ignore the advert, look at the top story and the headline underneath it, and the next story down underneath it. Right, let's get that on Cloud App. Don't ask me to log in again. Lose the will to live. Oh, there's an error. Can you log in? Not again. Yeah, why not? Okay, it wants me to log in again. Oh, no, it's crashing. Right, sign in with email. For the 50th time this week. Yeah, that. Luckily it's on my phone, so technically it'll do Face ID. Which means I won't have lost the will to live by the time I actually get in there, but it'll be a close run thing. Right, you are logged in. Awesome. Right, let's get this image up there. It just sums up where we're at in the UK. So hopefully, if you're anywhere else, let me know if it's as idiotic and chaotic as it clearly is here, given that this was the news. Right, it's been copied to the pasteboard. Awesome sauce. Let me go and find the link up here. There's the link. So you wake up, you check the news, and that's what you see. I'm like, really? Good old Boris. There's one for Simon. Because I'm pretty sure that the top guy is the same as the PM in the second story. So we're either all coming out of it on the 21st of June or it's going to be put back a month. Why would you not put it back a month and just leave it? Because what we're talking about is, you know, people are meeting up anyway, but just leave it that you need to wear a mask and stuff like that. The low-hanging fruit here. until the children finish for the summer holidays. Plus the fact, why are the children having summer holidays? Because they could do summer school and catch up. But there you go. But those two stories, unbelievable. Oh, dear, dear me. Right, let me have a look what's going on here. There are many reasons people won't take the vaccine. I think we all must all decide for ourselves and act appropriately. Over here, there really is a mad push. A mad push. If you don't want it, you are a pariah. People don't want to talk to you, don't want to see you. So there's none of this, like, it's up to you going on. We just haven't had it yet. Nothing from the GP, so we'll wait and see. But they have opened a mass vaccination centre. I think it's the one at Twickenham. And the queues look worse than IKEA on a bank holiday. So there's still a long way to go in terms of vaccinating everybody by the look of it. Right. Kim must be very sensitive to noise because that's almost all you could hear. The Affinity tutorials all seem to have a lot of music and it drives you crazy. I must admit, I'm not a great fan of music on a tutorial. I think if it's a tutorial, you should be talking through it. And I don't see what the music adds. If it's more of a kind of design with me where you're not actually talking, and believe you me, I know how difficult it is to talk through a tutorial. And what I mean by that is a tutorial where you're actually doing it. So Mike and I have a term, walking and talking at the same time. A lot of people do the recording of the visual and then talk over it later, because you've got a predictable length of time you're trying to fill. I do the walking and talking at the same time. I think it's disingenuous not to, because people are speeding up the video and taking bits out of it where it went wrong, and I don't do that. So I remember doing this video, and it's a classic between Mike and I. All I've got to say is Bunny the dog, and he just starts laughing. Bunny the dog was a demonstration I did in a Pixelmator course, and Pixelmator had this great way of making a selection. So I needed a selection that was as predictable as possible to make, and perceived to be quite difficult, but not as difficult as it could have been. So I picked a dog. So this dog was on the back of a truck, and the way the photo had been taken, there was a beautiful blue sky behind it. What made the selection difficult was all of the fur on the dog. And this dog was called Bunny. So it became Bunny the dog, the Bunny the dog demo, like Charlie the Camel demo and Bruno the dog. That's another demo I've got. And you know, it's useful to have names, because when I said to Mike, the Egyptian one, it was like a burnt orange colour and he's just vacant. I said, with the pyramid. And I said, the one with Charlie the Camel. He went, got you. So this was Bunny the dog. And I only had, I think it was a maximum of 12 minutes to do this demo. So you start off with the basics of something. And I was working up to the Bunny the dog part of it. And it had to be recorded in 12 minutes. You know, I couldn't go over. And I could go less if, you know, that wasn't a problem. But I couldn't go over 12 minutes. And to me, if there's like a patch in a 12-minute video, it's like, really? You couldn't do it without editing it? So I wanted one take. But the thing was, when you're making a selection, it's not predictable. So I have to do with Mike, you know, if he's doing Excel and he's got two in one cell and two in the other, if he does a sum function in the third cell and it is anything other than four, press stop, because you've got a major crisis. But when it's a creative app, in this case, Pixelmator, it's random. I can't, unless I'm clicking on exactly the same pixel in exactly the same way, I can't predict how long that demo will take to make the perfect selection. It could be anything from 2 minutes to 6 minutes. It just depends. So when I'm prepping and I'm doing a rehearsal, I have to rehearse that about five or six times. And I will write down, literally on a post-it note next to me, how long it took each time. And it isn't that you start off and it's six and then five and then four and then three. Sometimes the first one was like a 3 minute pass and the second one was five and the third one was two and then it was up to six, because in Affinity Photo in particular, that feature is random, and it might as well be in every other application, because you're never going to click the exact same pixel twice. So I have to do this thing and work through it and work out what time that is actually going to take. And then that means, so if you're thinking to yourself, well, the fastest I did it was X and the longest I did it was Y, and I'm hoping for somewhere near the middle, I have to have enough inane chat or explanation to fill it, because otherwise it's just dead air. And I don't like doing it where it's like, so I'm going to go quiet now while I make this selection. And then boom, look, the selection's done. So if it goes wrong, I'll be like, okay, so right, I'm going to start again. And I will explain why it went wrong. And I actually got a comment once on a YouTube video, which was this guy. And he said, I was so glad when it went wrong. He said, you know, no disrespect, but I was so glad when it went wrong, because that happens to me all the time. He said, and you just showed me that that's okay. It's all right. We'll start again. We'll just undo it. Or, you know, I was building in ways to do it that were non-destructive. So, no, I don't put music on it. Now, Mike does sometimes put music on it, but when he asks me to listen to it, I can't help thinking. I'm like, it's a little bit loud. Can you turn it down a bit? Can you turn it down a bit? Because where people are going wrong with the music, the music does not need turning down per se. It needs ducking. Ducking means where you take, in essence, the volume down, but it's not just volume down. You are, when you duck something under something, it does a comparison. It's a bit like a blend mode in Photos. It compares the voice with the music and ducks it accordingly. So you do need an application that can professionally duck music under voice for it to work properly. So Hindenburg could do that. But what most people do is slam it underneath the audio. And if they bother taking the level down at all, it's not ducked. You're just taking the volume down. So when the music peaks, I can still hear it because it's not ducked. You've just changed the volume. So I'm with you. Don't like music in demos. Right, there was a question up there, wasn't there? Where's the question? That's a good idea, Renee. Maybe you could turn it off. But obviously, YouTube doesn't give you that option because it's not multi-track. If YouTube rolled out multi-track audio, you could then have the option to do that. No other way without it, though, other than two tutorials. Right, Kim says, maybe you've missed this along the way, but in Affinity Publisher, when you have columns in the text box, can you make them non-symmetrical? One wider than the other? Yeah, I'm sure I've done that. Let's have a look. Let's get Affinity Publisher up. Kim says, you've done it that way. Two text boxes. Yep, you can do it the two text box way, but I'm sure I've done it automatically. Let's get a new file and put a text box on there. So I have a lovely text box with three columns. Yep, you can. Absolute doddle. Don't need to do it that way, Renee. Don't need to separate it. I was sure I'd done that. Yeah, absolute doddle. Shall I put it down for Friday as to how to do that? Let me know in the chat. Dirty hack. Oh, this isn't a dirty hack. Actually, it just works. It just works. You just have to know exactly where to click and what to do. Oh, September the 1st in the Netherlands. All COVID rules are gone. I'd rather it was the 1st of September and 8th than the 21st of June. I really would, which is where we're at. Dee thinks kids get too much time off anyway for the summer. Isn't that an old thing when they would help the parents with harvests? Oh, I don't know about that. I used to help my mum with her DIY jobs. But I don't know if that was the reason why. I was talking to somebody in the States who said that they're in education. And the kids that she's got, that she is, I don't know what the word is in the States, but like a counsellor for, they're trying to do their homework and they have to work in the fields. So maybe that is still a thing. Oh, Renee's just ordered an AirTag. What are you tracking, Renee? I was seriously contemplating one for Lola, but if she's out like she is now, she's with Mike. So I just track his phone. Same difference. What I find ridiculous, and I don't know what the situation is like in other countries, but when I was at school, we finished school at 5 to 4. So we started at 9 o'clock in the morning and we finished at 5 to 4. And, you know, you would see children heading off home for the next hour. You know, if you look out the window, children were going home like 4:15, 4:30, and they're walking home. Now, 2:10. I mean, it's barely worth going in. By the time you've got two breaks and lunch, why are you bothering? I can't understand that. Right, let's catch up. Two weeks is the longest non-working holiday you've ever been on. I had 6 weeks off in the summer at school, but we didn't go away for 6 weeks. I think the longest holiday I've had was 2 weeks, so I'm with Kim. You don't know how your parents did it. We went to Italy for 4 weeks. 5 children, wow. Wow, that's amazing. Carpenter to the stars and royalty. Hey, that is a thing, isn't it? That is a thing. Oh, Kim would like to see that, Renee too. Right, okay. Let me put it on a post-it note. Not tricky, just need to sort yourself out first. So, there we go. I shall put that on my post-it note. Surprisingly, because, you know, what time is it? 8:58 on a Wednesday. Got the mail written for Friday. Somebody's on fire, aren't they? In Affinity Publisher. Right, there we go. Job done. It's on there. Right. Audience request one. Right, and I'll put it in PowerPoint as well, and then it'll definitely get done. Excellent. Oh, all restrictions were removed yesterday. The counts are very low to flat. Well, you've seen that thing that I just posted, where Boris is saying nothing in the data to suggest a delay, says Boris. And then the very next story is the PM admits the data's ambiguous. Why do I bother looking at the news? No, I don't know why either. We had no deaths, I think, yesterday, which is the first time since last summer. But the infections are spiralling. So I don't know what data he's looking at. I wish he'd share the data he's looking at. There again, shouldn't he be on his honeymoon? Tracking your keychain. Completely useless but curious. Simon never sees the kids before 3:15. It must just be a thing up here, Simon. But I just think that's a ludicrous time. And we're not talking the little ones either. These are from secondary school. I mean, surely you can't get more than sort of 5 lessons in a day with that. And given that I know from being a governor, there's so much more that they have to do at school now than we ever did. I mean, we didn't have classes on British values. We didn't have classes on growth mindset. We didn't, as primary school children, have language lessons or geography or history. It was kind of rolled into the basics, maths, English. You know, can you read? Can you write? There's so much that they have to cover. Surely the school day should be longer, not shorter. Unless they're just injecting it into their brains. There you go. So Dee says the 5 to 7-year-olds get off at 2:15. Wow. The 8 to 12s, 2:15. And the 12 to 18s, 4:15. Oh, that's shocking.
I said that to a woman at work.
What? Did you notice how we crawled back in then?
I didn't crawl in.
Go on. You're out of breath.
She says, I'm finishing at 3:00. This was when she wanted some nucleus help. I've got to go and pick the kids up, do the school run. And I said it was 4:00 in my day.
Yeah. I actually think if you're trying to get children ready for work, don't they need to be in from 9 till 5 and be done?
Or 8 till 4.
Or 8 till 4. Yeah. No, that would never have done for me. Good grief. Actually, when I was younger, I did used to be up at 7:00 every day. Now I sleep through 7:00. Don't like 7:00 at all.
7:00?
In the morning.
And
yeah.
Time to be?
Marooned. Not in the morning. Oh, good grief, that wouldn't be pretty, would it? It would not be pretty.
It wouldn't suit Kim. It'd be 11:00 the previous night.
Dee's not far off here, you know. Dee says, Mike crawling in gives me an image of Lola walking Mike. That's usually how it ends up. But it's a bit
who's
warm
walking
today.
Who?
Yes, everybody says that to poor Mike. Simon says they mean Tory values. I'm not quite sure what they do mean. The other thing they have to do is, what do they call that? It's part of British values, I think. I don't know the word for it. But in essence, it's like the anti-radicalisation programme. I'm not even kidding. It's the teacher's responsibility, apparently, to make sure that the children aren't radicalised at home. And there is a name for that at school, and I forget what it is, but it goes along with the British values. And I'm thinking, yeah, can these kids read? I just keep going back to the absolute basics. Can they read? Instead of which, they just seem to get more and more and more jobs foisted upon them. And in the middle of all this lot, they've got these SATs to pass as well. The pressure is ridiculous. I often think, you know, I learned so much just wet playtime. Just playing in the sandpit, enjoyed myself. Didn't do me any harm, did it? Graduate, London, Oxford, you name it. Didn't do me any harm. Let the kids play. In fact, when I got to secondary school, the second one, because I went to far too many schools. When I got to the second one, I think out of 30, I was in the bottom three. Constantly. So much so, they were like, no, this one's going nowhere, and didn't even basically bother to teach you anymore, which I actually enjoyed. Didn't have a maths teacher for a year. My maths took off, unbelievably. I did much better by myself. But then when I got to 16, after that, it was just, I loved it, loved learning. But pretty much it all happened on my own. So clearly I was allergic to school. Oh, if only I'd have known. But by my favourite year, by 1985, I was rocking. Just proves the point, doesn't it? 1985 is where it's at. So, Mike, are you going to post the thing to WhatsApp?
Yes.
Are you ready to go?
No.
Talking of rocking and rolling.
No,
well, you should
I'm
be ready
not.
To go, shouldn't you?
I will be in a minute.
Oh, he's almost there. So this is going to be
get WhatsApp
by up. Request on Saturday. And I think, oh, well, I'm going to be in my element. I am. Why would I be in my element? Come on, get it ready, Mike. Get it ready,
right.
Then you can post it in.
Make sure I put it in the right group.
Oh, indeed. Seems weird to teach kids the correct value to have. That's so nuanced.
Right, it's gone.
They should value freedom more than security and kindness rather than principles of self-reliance and teamwork, or vice versa. It just seems weird. How do you teach correct values? Well, like Simon says, Tory values. So at the moment, you know, the government's conservative, so it's conservative values at the moment. With it being a Catholic school, we do have, like, principles of kindness and love and generosity running through the whole thing. They actually took in, I mean, this is where school budgets are going. They took an expert, you know, like the baby name expert, the self-proclaimed expert, on the school-like motto. And they did brainstorming and all kinds of stuff with it. And they came up with this like tagline. And then they paid somebody else to come in and paint it on the wall as a mural. I'm not joking here. And all of this is out of school funds. And they kind of live by this meme that's on the wall. But those values are probably pervasive. You know, just treat others as you would be treated. Some of the other stuff I can imagine, you know, if government changes, the message will change. I would totally get that. So, state religion. Well, at the moment, yeah, it is. That's all it is.
Tony, that's cheating.
What?
A-E-A-E-I-O-U, I sometimes say.
Oh, I've just thought of one. D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Oh, yeah. A-E-I-O-U is a song, isn't it?
Yeah, get
sorry,
in there.
Sorry, Tony, I thought that was a random typing on the keyboard.
So, the theme.
A-E-I-O.
Oh, he's singing now, bless him. The theme is letters of the alphabet. Why am I minted with that? Let me just say, you too. So, if you don't make enough requests, it's going to be wall-to-wall, you too. Including Mike's absolute favourite, the fly. Well, I love the fly, Mike less so. Right, okay then. Yes, he is singing, Tony. We definitely don't want that. So, tomorrow, Thursday, is the eve. It's one of Jonathan's favourite days. The eve of Two Show Friday. But it's One Show Thursday tomorrow. Oh, that's a breeze. Good grief. There's a bit of breeze coming through the window. Excellent. But for the moment, we're going to head off and have a bit of a catch-up. Now I've actually got eyeballs on Mike, which I haven't had all day. So, for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.